Okay, so yesterday we introduced the premise, first part of the premise. First part of the premise is that Torah Lishma is not studying Torah as a tool to reach a spiritual experience of encountering HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's flawed, because the human mind can't grasp Hashem. It's implied in Reb Chaim's concept. But Torah Lishma means, for Torah's sake, as the Rush says in Nedarim, Asay Laman Daber Laman Shemam, Lashem Torah. Because by studying Torah, inherently you're clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the most direct fashion available to human beings. And David HaMelech asks that his tefillin should be equivalent to Talmud Torah, studying Negayim and Arlos, seemingly very spiritually sterile topics, and it's not clear what Hashem says. It's not clear whether Hashem actually accredits that request. So when you're studying Torah, you shouldn't be studying Torah for Dveikos, you should be studying Torah to understand Torah. The problem is, but what about Yirat Shamayim? If you don't have Yirat Shamayim, you don't have that sense that there's some religious attitude and the sublimation of self and the submission to Hashem, then your Torah is flawed. So he quotes several statements in the Zohar in Perek Gimel. Gemara Yoma says, quotes a pasuk in Mishle, about Oylehem le'tamidei chachamim she'oskim b'Torah ve'ein b'hem Yirat Shamayim. So, of course you need Yirat Shamayim. So what's the interplay between actual cognitive Talmud Torah and spiritual Yirat Shamayim? What role does Yirat Shamayim play? Not practically, that we'll see. How much time should you spend thinking about Yirat Shamayim? How much time should you spend thinking about the Tosfos? But conceptually, what role does Yirat Shamayim play? So he quotes a Gemara in Shabbos, a very famous Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, which provides two different metaphors for Yirat Shamayim. One is Yiras Hashem hi otsaro. The Yiras Shamayim is the otsar, is the silo, is the barn, is the depot. So Torah is the grain, and Yiras Shamayim is the storage mechanism. Yiras Hashem hi otsaro. So if you don't have a storage mechanism, all your grain will be scattered and wasted. But Torah is the substance. Yiras Shamayim is the collector and the container. The second metaphor that emerges from the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph, that Yirat Shamayim is not just the container or the collector, it's the otsar, it's also melach. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, I don't have the Gemara in front of me, I'll just read it from the Nefesh HaChayim. Let me see it here. Where is it here? I apologize. I can't find the. Shabbos there. Just quickly, Gemara Shabbos, Lamed Aleph. I'll just read you the metaphor. Sorry, Lamed Aleph. Thank you. Gemara Lamed Aleph. Tana Debay. A little before. Mashal Liadam Shamar Lishlucha. A person tells his agent, "Halali Korchitim Ali. I want you to preserve and store a volume of grain." Halach v'helalo, so the person stored it. Amalo, irafta libayam kafchumtim, did you throw in some preservative, those days some salt or other preservative? Amalei lav, I didn't throw any preservative in. Amalei mutiv v'lohalisa. And it's better that you hadn't really stored it, because it's going to rot, it's going to decay. So the second metaphor for Yirat Shamayim is, it doesn't just contain your Torah, but also preserves your Torah. It's a preservative. It retains its freshness, it retains its relevancy. So these are the two metaphors that the Gemara in Shabbos applies to Yirat Shamayim. It's an otsar, it's a silo to contain the grain. It's a preservative or preserving agent in order to maintain the health and the freshness of the grain. So this is essentially the challenge. On the one hand, learning Torah Lishma means not thinking about anything spiritual that takes away from the cognitive experience. On the other hand, without Yirat Shamayim, there's nothing to contain the Torah. The Torah will scatter, and the Torah will decay and will rot, it will be poisonous. Interestingly enough, Yirat Shamayim for the Reb Chaim is not just important from a moral standpoint, it's important from a cognitive standpoint inherently, because Kodesh Baruch Hu will only award Torah. In order to study Torah, you need to have Siyat Lishmai. A person can study as much as he wants and excel in the cognitive area, but if Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't award that person with Torah, then he won't receive Torah. Negev Baruch Hu will only award Torah to someone who excels in Yirat Shamayim. Yirat Shamayim is not just important to protect the moral integrity of your Torah, that your Torah doesn't go off the rails, and your Torah doesn't become a Torah without a spiritual underpinning, but even cognitively. You say you want to understand the Tosfos. If you don't understand the Tosfos, you have to follow the prescription of the Rosh and Nedarim. Follow the Rosh and Nedarim, you have to only focus on the Tosfos. If you're only focusing on the Tosfos, you may be compromising in Yirat Shamayim. If you're compromising in Yirat Shamayim, then you're not going to understand the Tosfos, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu won't award it to you. So it's a vicious cycle. It's not just cognitively I can excel at Tosfos, but who knows, my Torah will become rotten and morally problematic. If I don't maintain my Yirat Shamayim, it's not just that I don't have a silo or I don't have a preserver, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu won't award me Torah because I'm not a Yirat Shamayim and my relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu is weakened. So this is the challenge in the Nefesh HaChaim. Of course, a very famous Gemara in Brachos. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows in Chachma, El Mishayesh Bo Chachma. Very strange Gemara. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nun Gimel, I think, Nun Beis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will only deliver Torah to someone who is a Chacham. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows in Chachma, El Mishayesh Bo Chachma. If you have Chachma, and you already possess it, why do you need Hashem's delivery? If Hashem's delivering to you, then what does it mean to be a Chacham? So it's a very famous question. We typically interpret that Gemara in Brachos to mean that there's a certain degree of intellectual preparedness and intellectual skill that a person can develop on their own. Hashem gives you the potential, but will only award you with Torah knowledge if you take the potential Hashem gave you and cultivate it and advance it. So if you don't develop your mind or whatever other cognitive abilities you have, Hashem won't waste his time by delivering Torah to you. Hashem will only give Chachma to a Chacham. So first become a Chacham, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will complement your efforts and your development by delivering divine Chachma. But the Nefesh HaChaim interprets this famously in a footnote. Sometimes the footnotes are more famous than the actual text itself. So in a famous footnote, he says, Nareshis Chachma Yiras Hashem. The Chachma that predates HaKadosh Baruch Hu's delivery of Chachma is not cognitive or intellectual. The Chachma is to be Yirei Shemayim. If you're Yirei Shemayim, then Hashem will deliver Torah to you. If you're a Chacham, namely, you've developed Yirei Shemayim, which is wholly and completely within the human ability to achieve, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, you're a Chacham, namely, you're Yirei Shemayim, and therefore I'll deliver divine Chachma to you. So this is the challenge. How do you study Torah? Should you think about the Tosfos? Should you think about Yirei Shemayim? The content is Torah, but the container is Yirei Shemayim. The content is Torah, but the preserving agent is Yirat Shamayim. The content is Torah, but in order to achieve Torah, Hashem has to see you as a morally capable individual to whom he wants to deliver Torah, as a Chacham in the field of Yirat Shamayim. So practically, how do you manage the two? Should you spend your time studying Torah? Should you spend your time thinking about Yirat Shamayim while you're studying Torah? For that, you'll have to wait 2 weeks. Yirat Hashem will reconvene Bezrat Hashem on Tuesday, literally 2 weeks from today, and we'll see practically how he recommends the experience of Talmud Torah, how you should allocate your time between Yirat Shamayim and spiritual experiences in Talmud Torah. Okay? See you in 2 weeks. The suspense is killing you right now.